Then we come to the second one, Igboukwu Art. Igboukwu is a town in Anambra State. Their arts prospered about the middle of the 9th century AD. 9th century AD. AD means Anno Domini, after birth. Their works were metal works, brilliantly cast and forged in bronze. They produced cast works, which were later touched with bronze. This artwork was first noticed in 1939 when Isaiah Anozie was digging well for water. As he was trying to find a place for water, his equipment suddenly struck something which was shiny. Then in 1959, Professor Thurston Shaw excavated the area. So this artwork now came to limelight in 1959, when the area has been excavated by Professor Thurston Shaw. Characteristics of Igboukwu art. They have deep channelings and projecting bosses in their artworks. They have channelings and projecting bosses in their artworks. That their art pieces were designed with rings around them. Two. They use insects and reptiles as decorative motif. They used insects and reptiles as decorative motif. Three. They decorated their bowls with geometrical patterns of curves, straight lines, and circles. So they have a particular bowl, and this bowl they decorate with curves, straight lines, and circles. Material used, bronze and metal. They work with metal and then touch it with bronze. Functions of Igboukwu art. They serve as ritual objects. They serve as ritual objects. Two, they serve as pendant ornaments. Pendant is an attachment on necklace. It is added there for more beauty. It can come in form of cross. It can come in form of any objects, alphabets, different designs which people attach to their necklace for more beauty. Three, they serve as ceremonial bowls, as they have a particular bowl for their ceremonies. And these bowls, I explained earlier, that they decorate with circles, curves, and straight lines. That's it about Igboukwu art. So in this series, we've treated two art cultures, the Nok arts, which existed between 500 BC to 200 BC, which was produced of clay, and Igboukwu art, which prospered around 9th century AD. So you listen carefully to this and pick the differences between the two art cultures. Until our next class, I still remain Mrs. Geraldine. Thanks and stay safe.